May I have a steak well done, please? And a fruit cocktail? This is a request that is not uncommonly heard in a restaurant. On the other hand, it's very rare to hear someone in a restaurant say, "Waiter, I'd like an order of rotten fruit, please, and do you have any steak that causes botulism?" It's a fact of life that innumerable foods are perishable, and that without human intervention will spoil. People have been coping with this problem for centuries. In this area, necessity once again proved to be the mother of invention, and so was born food preservation. Preservation can be defined as a method used to maintain the current state of a food and/or prevent damage caused by environmental factors. In our era, preservatives have become both ubiquitous and crucial in the manufacture of food. However, methods of preservation long predate the 21st century. Among these methods are salting, curing, in other words, smoking, sugaring, which involves dehydration of the food, followed by packing it in a sugar, and of course drying, otherwise known as dehydration. These are some of the earliest methods employed in preserving food. Pickling, for example, with vinegar, has a long pedigree as well. Freezing has been used to preserve food and is obviously much easier and much more common in this age of refrigerator freezers. It was, however, Napoleon who ultimately brought about the first utterance of, "Yes, we can." Napoleon's army was starving, and the French government offered a monetary reward to anyone who could devise a way to preserve food for the soldiers. A brewer named Nicholas Appert plunged into preservation research. After almost a decade and a half, he found that wax sealing and heating of jars kept food from spoiling. He won the prize. This technique eventually made its way to England, and subsequently, cans were invented. There are three major categories of preservatives: antimicrobials, antioxidants, and ripening retardants. Antimicrobials prevent the growth of bacteria and fungi. Antioxidants prevent oxidation. In the context of food manufacture, oxidation refers to oxygen combining with the food. Antioxidants prevent this from happening, and therefore they prevent the food from going rancid. Ripening retardants slow down the ripening of fruits and vegetables, thus allowing them to last longer. There are well-known substances used in preservation, but some are known only to the trade. Salt inhibits bacterial growth by reducing the activity of water. Bacteria love water. Pickling with vinegar, which is an acetic acid solution, accomplishes that by virtue of the acid's effect on the food. Sugar as well is an antimicrobial. Certain herbs and spices, such as cinnamon and chili peppers, function as antioxidants and perhaps as antimicrobials as well. Sulfites, which are kinds of sulfur compounds, serve as antimicrobials in such foods as wine and dried fruits. Benzoic acid functions as an antimicrobial in dressings and condiments. Sorbic acid is used for preservation in products like cheese and jam. Nitrates and nitrites are used in meats. Propionic acid prolongs the freshness of bread. Butylated hydroxyanisole, otherwise known as BHA, is formed when meat is smoked. It serves as both an antimicrobial and an antioxidant. Butylated hydroxytoluene, otherwise known as BHT, is also an antioxidant. The list goes on and on. Vitamin C, vitamin E, sulfur dioxide, natamycin. And one can imagine that with so many varieties and so many applications, preservatives would be examined and re-examined for safety. Indeed, they are. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration is responsible. In Europe, the responsible agencies are the European Food Safety Authority and the European Commission, Parliament, and Council. Guaranteeing the kosher status of preservatives has its attendant challenges. Here are just two examples. Vinegar is often produced by introducing microorganisms into a sugar solution, for example, corn syrup or fruit juice or wine. The first step in this approach to vinegar production is the fermentation of the sugar by yeast. This yields alcohol. Acetobacter then convert the alcohol into acetaldehyde and then into acetic acid and water. Acetic acid is the primary ingredient in vinegar. Vinegar is a red flag ingredient for two reasons. Firstly, it can be derived from wine. In all of kosher certification, you'd be hard-pressed to find something as sensitive as wine. Secondly, the Acetobacter's diet might be supplemented by nutrients that are not kosher. One of the reasons that herbs and spices are so kosher-sensitive is that they may come from Israel. At one point, Israel was indeed a major exporter of onion, garlic, and paprika. Jewish religious law regulates the use of Israeli produce more tightly than the produce of other lands. Moreover, the flow agents employed by spice manufacturers may contain animal-derived stearates. These flow agents are used as anti-clumping substances. Animal derivatives are always kosher red flag items. Finally, spice blends may contain wine derivatives, which, as we have discussed, can also be highly kosher sensitive. At the end of the day, kosher preservatives are the best way to preserve kosher status. Thank you for tuning in.